Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
This winter has been a tough one for all of us, but just imagine what it would be like to be a dispatcher for Marion County in severe winter weather. Let's go in depth with Dispatch Supervisor Martha Dykstra and dispatchers Michelle Kingery and William Davis with the Marion County Sheriff's Office. It must seem like a very long winter to those of you that are working in dispatch.
Yes, it has been.
Like we've had, 14 storms, it seems like?
I think so. Somewhere around that number.
Yeah, something like that. Sounds about right.
It's a never-ending winter. It seems like every few days we get another storm. And when a storm happens, of course, Marion County Dispatch gets very busy. In general, what's it like during one of those times? Does it all come at once, it seems like, or does it just spread itself out over the course of a day, Martha?
It can all come at once, just depending on the makeup of the storm and the time of day. If it's during rush hour, then yes, it can be horrible in here. But if the storm hits, later at night, once everyone's gotten home and before people have to get up and get ready to go to work again, we still have our calls of accidents and vehicles in the ditch, but not as much.
Well, one day, February 13th, sheriff's report, you send out a sheriff's report every day. And for February 13th, which would be the events of February 12th, I was just struck by this report, and I wanted to come and talk with you about it. And it says, in the past 24 hours, Marion County Sheriff's deputies responded to 61 calls for service, including but not limited to 4 paper service attempts. That's somebody that's having some legal papers served, right?
That's correct.
40 motorist assists. 40 motorist assists. That means deputies and police departments that use the dispatch service were helping 40 people on that day.
Yes.
Is that like crazy town or?
That is.
That's a lot for one day.
And so what happens? So the phone, it'll come in. Okay, so that was a call that just came in, and you responded. You spoke with either, looks like?
Officer Keller.
Officer Keller,
yes.
Okay. And so while the storm is going on, this might be going on too, these kinds of calls. So you have to do the normal calls along with the motorist assist. And let me finish that too. You had 40 motorist assists, 2 reports of harassment, 2 return calls, 1 report of suspicious activity, 1 vehicle unlock, 1 vehicle accident, 1 follow-up cat call, 1 transport, 2 rescues, 1 fraud report, 1 civil call, 1 traffic control, 1 request to assist another agency, and 1 other call. And no one was booked into jail. And so that was just the non-criminal kinds of activities.
Yes.
Tell us, what are your thoughts on days like that, Michelle? Were you working that day?
I believe I was working that day. It was very busy. Usually Highway 163 is very busy when the roads get nasty and there's a lot more traffic on 163. So a lot of people are not slowing down and driving cautiously enough, and they try to slow down at the last minute and slide right into the ditch or into the median.
And do you remember any calls that day that were particularly unnerving or that you were worried about the situation?
Nothing that day. I can't remember any that came in that we were really concerned about. Sometimes people don't know where they're at, what their location is. That gets a little bit worrisome when you're trying to locate them and make sure you have the correct location to get a deputy en route to them.
Especially if there's injuries involved.
Correct.
And William, you weren't here that day, but you've been here for other days when
Yes. It's
crazy.
Yes.
And so what's it like? What's it feel like?
Organized chaos for us, really. Trying to figure out where people are at to get the deputies to respond, to help them out, make sure their vehicles are completely off the road to where another vehicle won't have an accident trying to avoid them.
And so what happens? A call comes in.
Generally, the call comes in. They inform us that they're in the ditch. We try to get an exact location, whether or not their vehicle's off the road, if they're injured. And we send a deputy out to take care of them.
And there are two seats here. And you're back in your workspace. Mm-hmm. But I've been here enough that I see you, that you're always listening to what's going on too, Martha.
Yes, I do. I try to. And then I try to step in and help when I can. And we actually do have a third workstation.
Okay.
That when it gets really busy, I can get up and I can log in. I can answer everything. I can do everything back there in that third workstation that they can do up here.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Martha Dykstra, Michelle Kingery, and William Davis with the Marion County Sheriff's Office. So on days like this, are you working pretty much answering calls
this? Yes, I can answer phone calls. I'll step in really, you know, if they're getting one call after the other, I will make sure I'm picking up the phone calls.
What if it gets too busy?
You ask people if it's an emergency, and if it's not an emergency, you ask them to hold.
Yep.
And handle the more serious calls first.
And they're pretty easy to tell? The serious ones?
Usually.
For the most part, the serious ones will come in on 911.
Right.
I mean, we've maybe had a handful of calls in the past that's been something of a serious nature that does not come in on 911. But yeah.
Well, in this one, this day, you fielded 207 calls, including 35 911 calls.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of 911 calls.
That is. It's a lot of 911 calls.
Are there some 911 calls that are 911 calls because the person doesn't know the non-emergency number?
There can be, yeah. More often than we'd like to see. So, you know, that's a matter of education. You know, don't call 911 because you have a cat in your yard. Seriously.
I bet you've heard some pretty odd.
Oh, through my years, yes, I have.
What's the weirdest one that you can share without violating HIPAA rules?
Probably dealing with intoxicated people. I mean, you just get some craziness out of that. And, you know, it just... they're walking down the street with no clothes on or, you know, whatever the case may be. It just, there's one thing in my years of service here. I have gotten to the point where I tell the new dispatchers coming in, start a journal so you can remember through the years what's happened. And it could become a bestseller like you've had.
I think probably the oddest one I had was a gal called 911 to see what the temperature was outside.
We get that at the radio station all the time. You shouldn't call 911 for that.
No, you really shouldn't.
How about you, Michelle?
Well, this wasn't my call, but someone else took it, that there was a gorilla on Highway G40 one day.
That wasn't a 911.
I think that was a regular line, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a regular phone line. Really, that was mine.
A gorilla?
Yeah, two silverback gorillas on Highway G40.
And what did you do with that? I gave it to the deputies,
yeah.
Yeah, because that's one thing we learn in dispatch. You take the call, you give it away. You take the call, you give it away. You don't keep it, you give it away. And therefore, it's off of your shoulders onto theirs. I've forgotten that one, Michelle.
I got us a little bit off of the topic of how you work in the storms, but now I have to share one of my favorite ones that I've heard was when somebody paged an ambulance for a mouse bite.
Oh, yes!
You remember that one?
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So this job runs the emotional gamut from pretty funny things to some pretty emotional things, and I don't necessarily want to go into those because some of them could be personal, especially when we live in a county that doesn't have that large a population and you have friends and family out there.
Yep. Yeah, it's tough when it comes to dealing with friends and family and coworkers, and it's tough. It's, you know, the hardest year overall. Go back to the 2008 for the Marion County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center, because that's the year we had the officer-involved shooting, the Attica tornado, the accident involving our jail employees where one ended up dying. I mean, you were a part of that, so you know all about that. And so it can be very hard on a person emotionally. And, you know, some things you just never hope you see or have to go through again. And some of those motorist assist, that can be an officer or a deputy coming up on the car that's gotten stuck or that has slid off the roadway. You know, so the calls may not always come in to us, but the officers can come up on those. So that involves the officers too out, because I know that when it's storming like that, for the most part, the officers are out patrolling, looking for that type of situation and that kind of situation, so that if there is somebody stranded, they're there to help. And I will tell you this, reminds me of when I started 21 years ago. I was supposed to start one day, and we had a storm hit Marion County, and the supervisor at that time called me and said, don't bother coming in, it's too chaotic, I'm not going to be able to show you anything, so wait till the next day. And I did. So that's what this reminds me of a little bit.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Martha Dykstra, Michelle Kingery, and William Davis with the Marion County Sheriff's Office.
Well, and so what might be happening here, Michelle, when it's crazy like this, that you think the public should know that we probably don't, other than only call 911 when it's a true emergency, but anything else that we should know about what you're doing here?
The public should probably know that if they do put their vehicle in the ditch and they get a ride from someone else, they should still call us and let us know. A lot of passersby will call in. We have to send a deputy out to check on that vehicle, especially if it's been turned over or is on its side or something. We go check for injuries to make sure there's no one there. If a passerby calls it in, they have no idea if there's someone still in the vehicle or around the vehicle, has tried to get out to get help. So if you've put your car in the ditch or gotten into an accident, always call in and let us know.
The emotional side, in terms of, it has to be sort of exhausting by the end of the day.
It can be, yes. It can get really exhausting by the time you've taken X amount of calls. You know, you field over 100 phone calls yourself. We also ask that the people be patient. If we ask you to go on hold, there's a reason we're putting you on hold. Means we're dealing with another emergency at that time. So just try to be patient with us, and we'll get to you as quick as we can.
And most of the time, I guess, when they're calling, they're not in the best moods, are they?
No, not generally. No.
So just calm down, relax.
Yep.
We're trying to help.
Yep.
The ice storm of Gary Verwers was still sheriff. So when we had that big ice storm, that was another crazy morning that I can remember. I was sitting there, another dispatcher was sitting here, the chief deputy was standing behind me, a deputy was standing over here behind her, someone was sitting at my desk answering the phones, someone was sitting back at this third workstation answering the phones, and the two people behind the primary dispatchers were answering phones because we were so busy on the radio, we didn't have time. So that was a very busy event for us in dispatch that morning. And that went on for several hours that morning.
Well, I remember that. And that was the year that we had two ice storms like 2 weeks apart.
Yep.
That was pretty crazy.
Yep. So, yeah, but we've got a good group here at the sheriff's office. You know, if we do get overwhelmed, the jail staff will come up and help if they can, you know, picking up that fourth phone if no one else is sitting up here, or whatever. Chad down in civil, he used to be a dispatcher, so he's been known to come up and help. So I mean, you know, we work as a team.
And what's the best part of the job, Michelle?
The best part of the job, I think everybody would probably say that you're helping people is the best part of the job. Also, that you get to help the deputies and you get to be a part of what they're doing to help the community as well.
What's the best part of the job for you, William?
The people I work with and helping people overall, I think would probably be the best part of the job.
And Martha, you're soon to be retiring.
Yes. March 29th will be my last day. And it's going to be bittersweet.
Well, I know I will miss you very much.
Well, thank you.
You've been a good friend, and I know how much you've done for the people in Marion County. Yep.
I have enjoyed this job. You know, when I got into this job almost 22 years ago now, it's not a job. It's nothing that I could have prepared myself for. It's just not. But now, even though I'm retiring, I still can't imagine what my life's going to be like without it. You know, just knowing every day that I have made a difference in someone's life, you know, even if it's just someone calling in because they have no one else to talk to. And you just sit and you listen to them and let them know that, you know, that you care and that you are concerned about them.
Any other thoughts you'd like to share with so many people that you've helped so much over the years?
Just that I've enjoyed it. It's been a good and fulfilling job, and it's going to take me a little bit to get over. It's going to be hard. But, you know, so much has changed through the years from when I started that I can't even begin to count all the changes that you've seen, that you see through the years.
Well, and now you're going to open up another page of your life.
Yes, I am. I am. I'm not going to sit home. That's for sure.
Thanks to Martha Dykstra, Michelle Kingery, and William Davis for contributing to the program. And Martha, we'll miss you very much. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.